No, Cliff. What I'm saying is, all humanity disgusts me.
What, like Irish people or like Milanese people? Or...
No, all humanity equally.
So you don't hate women more than men, you just hate them the same.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, we've got to get to the role-playing club, or we'll be late. I'm bagging the chair without chewing gum all over it this time. Is the house all locked up?
Sure, it's like a fortress.
Okay, well then we'll just head out. So anyway, Kevin, so then I was saying, your mom said to me, why are you touching the outer curtain wall? And I said...
Is it clear?
It's all clear, my dear boy. I shall ingress through yonder window. Ah, now what have we here? Come in, my good Will, and look about. Verily, it is a regular cave of Ali Baba.
I say, Robin, our erstwhile friends left us such rich pickings, did they not, when they abandoned all of this to our spry fingers?
Indeed. What ho! I believe I have chanced upon an iPhone. I shall snatch it up before your idle hands can reach it, Will. I say, if you and a turtle held a tournament for housebreaking, do you seriously consider that you might win? If you do, then I shall believe you even more of a fool than I held you to be this morning.
Laughing words, my good Robin. And what time you wasted spouting them, for while you blabbered, my eyes fell upon much mightier prize than your belly-cheap telecommunications device. Do you espy yonder Blu-ray player? I do believe that it is bound for my sack.
If those eyes of yours that espy were to be plucked out, Will Scarlet, my longtime friend, I believe it would be no loss to you for your peepers malfunction. It is not a Blu-ray player, hark you, but that cheap Chinese box merely plays DVDs and is hardly worth our time. I had reasoned as much before you had even begoggled it.
Ah, Robin, you are right yet again. I do pronounce that these homeowners are some ye right old cheap cunts. Behold! A PlayStation 2, when the rest of the world has updated to the PlayStation Triple, many moons previous. Verily, they are some tight wankers that dwell here.
But do not show sympathy, my good boy, for be aware that they have insurance, and our wanderings here are as of nothing. We sting like gnats even in our righteousness. But soon our noble cause will be realized. We will raise up the common man, and in the process, I hazard, we shall also outfox that slow-witted dunce, that fucking cunt of a faggot fucker, the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Ah, yes. And all your reasons are so noble, I am sure, for I expect that in the bargain you hope to win the hand of the fair maiden Marion.
Ah, it is true. She is a mighty slut. Verily, I would like to ram my cock in her sweet-smelling pussy and ream the bitch until she said the Lord's Prayer. Yes, it is true. I would like to tap yonder maid's ass, but alas, she is betrothed to another.
You must test your luck, my good friend. I've never known you to give up at any challenge. You've always defied those who had put an unfair rule on you, and I do declare that in front of God and all that one day you shall sleep with this young lady, deep throat that slut until she gags on your noble gentleman's balls.
Ah, I do hope it, for I love the maid deeply. Come, let us take our loot and egress, for I believe mine ears do detect the approach of the king's piggers. Out the window, or we shall be forced to go to arms.
It is said, and it is done. We shall bolt, and moreover, it shall be like the piss. But whenceforth, my good Robin?
To the back of the bottle, O Will Scarlet, so that we can dispose of our goods, and mayhap nip a snifter of sweetest goon in our triumph. And as we go, my merry man, we shall... But what ho? What is this? It appears that someone is trying to steal our Datsun.
A man trying to beat us at our own work? And take your prize steed? Identify yourself.
They call me Jot Little, and I am a well-hard gangster.
Little art thou indeed, and small of bone and sinew. Therefore shalt thou be christened Little John, and I will be thy godfather.
And thou'll make a jest of me. Thou wilt have sore bones and little pay, and that in short season.
Bottle thine anger, for the name fitteth thee well. Little John shall thou be called henceforth, and Little John shall it be. So come, my merry man, we will prepare a christening feast for this fair infant.
Quoth, I shall fuck thee up for that remark. I shall smash thine bonny face in.
I will baste thy hide right merrily, my good fellow. Lo, here is my good syringe, lusty and tough. Now wait my coming, and thou darest, and meet me, and thou fearest not, then we will fight until one or the other of us tumble into this dog shit by dint of stabs.
Marry, the meeteth my whole heart stab. Dab!
Ah, eat syringe, good sir. Ah.
Ah. Take a blow from me, Saxon liquor.
Hark! Oh. Ah. You have stabbed me mightily. Your syringe has gone balls deep in mine flesh. I believe I now have the herpes and the French pox, and also I appear, to have fallen into this dog shit.
Ha ha! I should have forewarned you. No one can beat me at syringe play. Give me thy hand. I must needs own thou art a brave and sturdy soul, and withal a good stout stab with the syringe. By this and by that, my skin hath tracks like a junkie at Christmas.
Aye, marry, thou art a tall lad, and eke a brave one, for never I bow, as there a man betwixt here and Elizabeth Town could do the like to me that thou hast done.
And thou takest thy syringe like a brave heart and a stout yeoman.
Good master, how is this? Thou art covered in dog shit, from head to toe.
Why, marry, yon stout fellow has tumbled me neck and crop into the poo and given me a drubbing besides.
Yes, I bested this faggot cunt. He can sucketh mine oaken cudgel till the sap springs forth and he finds himself drowned.
Thou art a saucy varlet, John Little, but a man of my kind. What say you? Shall you join our merry band?
Pray, what merry band shall I be joining?
Only that of Robin Hood and his plucky gang.
The famed outlaw? £200 on your head? If I join you, shall we rob the middle class, just as they say?
Ha ha! Ha ha ha! Do not be a fool. Listen to him, Will. He brays like an ass. Rob the middle class. Ha ha! Ha ha! One does not rob the middle class, sirrah. For they have alarm systems and roller shutters. Nay, success's secret is to pilfer from the lower middle class, for they art softer targets, verily. We shall bereft them of their riches, and pass such dainty goods as they art into the hands of folk more deserving, those whom fortune has not favoured.
Yes, right now we are off to the Nottingham Bottler to sell our goods from the boot of the Datsun in the car park. Whilst wilt thou accompany us anon?
3 suits of FUBU green shalt thou have each year, besides 40 marks in fee, and share with us whatsoever good shall befall us. Thou shalt eat sweet McDonald's, and quaff the stoutest Melbourne bitter, and mine own good right-hand man shalt thou be, for never did I see such a syringe player in all my life before. Speak! Wilt thou be wroth with us, or shalt thou be reborn as one of my stout and merry men?
Verily, my good gents, I shall drinketh of the goon and fucketh of the hoe.
Ah, yes, and later we shall trace burnouts on the asphalt, annihilate many a letterbox, and assault a pizza delivery boy and rob him of his takings.
Then we shall travel onwards together, henceforth, hand in hand, and let us sing.
Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low middle class and sells to the upper lower class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
He called the greatest machete men to a bottle o' in Elizabeth East, and there they vowed to gang shit from the king. They roved the northern suburbs, never busted by the pigs, and still found plenty of time to sing.
Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low middle class and sells to the upper lower class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
He came to Elizabeth North with bling fit for a queen, a fighter never looking for a fight. His machete was always ready, and he kept his syringe keen. He used them to fight for what was right.
Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low middle class and sells to the upper lower class. Robin Hood. Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
with Tirefuck and Little John. They had a roguish look. They did the deeds the others wouldn't dare. They captured all the money that the lower middle class took and finger-banged many a lady fair.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low middle class and sells to the upper middle class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
To cheating and corruption he would always, always yield, and danger was his breakfast every day. The druggie in the Centrelink and the cashies in Northern Parafield were always helping him get away.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low end of the class and sells to the upper lower class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
He did burnouts outside the New York bar, and Greenland was cheered by everyone. His lady Marion threw him a packet of Escort Reds. The judge didn't make him stand trial for Grand Theft Auto, 'cause 14 is too young, and that's what the happy legend says.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Hated by the bad, laughed at by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Riddleton Butler! What ho!
This is Lance Hendricks, and I hate the role-playing hour because they smell bad and they make my cocker spaniel uncomfortable.
Ah, fair sirs, here we be at the Riddleton Butler, at the back of the Sherwood Forest fully licensed restaurant Bar and Grill. It be a fine place for us merry men. Now let us take all our ill-gotten gains that we might distribute them to more deserving souls.
I present to you the first sack, fair Robin, from the back of your trusty Datsun.
Splendid! It'd be a pity to let such things go to waste. Be there any fine gentleman here who might wish to peruse my wares? I have a fine DVD player, only slightly used. I possess, for your inspection, an iPhone fresh out of the box.
Oh, how much for the iPhone?
$50, my good man.
Oh, yeah, right, here you go.
Are those goods stolen?
No, good friend. They are Little John's sisters. She has moved into state and was unable to transport them thither. Would you like to purchase a top-of-the-range digital video disc player? It will make home movie watching a treat. Only $25.
No, I don't know. DVD player? I think I have one already in the door of my fridge. I'll give you 10.
Do not patronize me, churl, or I shall fucking glass you till you wear a bloody smile like a Cheshire cat.
Fine, here's 20.
Very good.
Oi, oi, I say, good Robin. Did you see in his purse the crisp $100 note and the MasterCard? I espied it as he removed his change.
Well spotted, merry man.
I think this fellow be not upper lower class at all. I suspect he be lower middle class at the very least. Lost in the fair suburb of Riddleton.
It shall be his last holiday. We sell not to the vile lower middle class. We steal so that we might provide for the downtrodden and abused upper lower class. I declare we shall syringe him and cut his finger off with a machete.
Indeed. Allow me the first blow, good Robin.
Hark, Little John, I doth know more than any how lusty and keen is your syringe. Begin the good work.
Oi, fuckface.
Eh?
Thou shalt suck on this.
Ah! Oh, he's stabbing me with a syringe. Someone help! Help!
Kick him! Kick him in the head. Kick him in the head, I do declare.
I have the saucy varlet's purse and his Commonwealth Bank MasterCard therein. Give him a few more kicks by heaven and I shall cut off his fingers with my machete.
Ah! 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 Ah!
There we go, another prize for me. Once again, the cause of the upper lower class triumphs. And now I shall throw these fingers in the fucking drain.
R-
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the lower class and sells to the upper lower class.
My fingers!
Robin Hood,
my fingers!
Robin Hood.
Prithee, Robin, look who wanders into the Butterloo car park yonder.
Ah, in good sooth, it is the princess of my heart, the fair maid Marian. Halloa, good maid! What art thou doing here this merry day? When the flowers are peeping and the buds are swelling, thy pure face doth restore mine senses and renew my noble cause.
Ah, oh, fuck off! I told you, you're not getting any of this fine ass in my knickers, so suffer in your jocks!
Ah, fair maid, your lily-white brow calls me to thee. The sweet perfume of those escort reds dares me to approach, and the bleach-blonde hair thine sport is as pure and lovely as a snowdrop in spring. Thine bangle-hoop earrings do makest me shiver, and I would fight thine brothers Jaden, Oklahoma, and Holden Supercar just to taste thine glittery kiss. I would give thee 1,000 cruises just to rest my head on either of thine baby-fat love-handles that hangs down above thine lovely cut-off shorts like 2 drooping fronds of a willow. The manifold spots on your face are as transcendent as all the stars of heaven be mine, sweet Marian. I have waited long enough.
Fuck off! You can buy me some fucking cruises if you like, but I'm not fucking blowing you!
Ah, the poetry from thine lips. Please relent and be mine.
I already told you! I'm 3 fucking months pregnant with another man's baby. I think he was some guy at the TAB. You're not getting in these fine shorts. Nuh-uh. You can look, but don't touch, boyfriend.
Ah, forsooth, always she is betrothed to another by virtue of that baby that doth wait in her belly, and I cannot break such promises, but one day I shall have her. I pray mightily, for she is the most beautiful boganess in all of the northern suburbs, from Parafield East to Paralawi.
What ho, Robin? Didst thou finger-bang the maid?
I do sorely wish it, little John, but sadly it was not to be. Had I had the honour of finger-banging her, I would never have washed the digit, that I might smell her sweet internal bouquet whenever the mood did strike. But I am a lowly heathen in the light of her goddess presence, and I fear it is never to be.
Good cheer, good Robin. Thou shalt be made Saracen for ever. It is said that after half a peach cruiser, she will go sucketh anyone. And if we remain at this bottle, you could be the lucky gent.
Ah, yes, merry will, with your laughing eyes. But how are we to give her said peach cruiser? We could not even acquire for her 1 guava cruiser if we did desire it.
What say you, good Robin? Due to your good work with the poor, we have upwards of $70 between us. We can buy enough cruisers to triple deem any Elizabeth maiden and enough goon spare for the merry men.
Nay, for how are we to purchase it, good sir? For they are hella strict at this bottle-o, and the second an underage sapling doth amble in, they doest callest the piggers.
Leave such things to me, good sir. You, bold sir, with the bow tie, for where are you here?
I am a lecturer at the university, and I was just popping in to buy a nice bottle of champagne to celebrate the graduation of several of my top students.
Fair sir, kind sir. Might thee also buy some goon and some raspberry or perchance grapefruit cruisers for myself and my friends? Do not fear, we be not faggots. Albeit, we are lusty lads and hearty. The cruisers are for a fair maiden.
Oh, no, I don't think so. It doesn't look right. I don't think you're of age. How old are you? I'm sorry, son. But you have plenty of time to do that later. It will be more fun for having waited, trust me.
But, sir, in faith, me and my good gentleman friends here be each of us 32 years in the world. It is simply that we have misplaced our IDs, perhaps forgetting them in the lawyer's office where we all worketh together.
No, I don't think so.
Good sir, we should give thee a fiver for thine trouble. I prithee.
No, it's not right. Have a good night, though. By the faith, I've heard enough of his pattering gibberish. He is a right fucker. Let's give him several blows of some sturdy cricket bats.
Truly thou art right. Let us fuck this rascal up, and let it be total.
What are you... What are you...
Graduate your students now, you old bastard.
Try and teach a class with this face. Fuck, I hate teachers.
Stop, Robin. I think he may be dead.
No, he respires still. Besides, I am sure the rogue doth have insurance.
We have defeated a scoundrel in combat, in show of our manly prowess. This calls for a song.
Yes, indeed, it calls for a song.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low middle class and sells to the upper lower class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
At the Ridleyton Bottle-O, they did draw their cricket bats when they saw a uni lecturing buffoon. For 17 and a half minutes, they did give him a good smack, because the man refused to buy them goon.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, scaling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low middle class and sells to the upper lower class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
What about this fellow? Behold, he eateth a barbecue chicken from the food land in the Bottle-O car park. And he wears his hair in a rat's tail. Surely he is of our lusty breed.
Good sir, what will you call yourself when God hath raised you before the divinity?
Oh, fuck, mate. They call me bloody tire fuck. On account of all I always do wicked burnouts and fuck me tires, then I have to catch the bus from Arndale cause me tires are fucked.
Sir, I beseech thee, if thou shalt go into yonder Bottle-O and purchase us some West End and a few good cruisers for my lady, thou might have a little goon to go with thy meal and soothe thine foul-struck throat.
Oh, sounds good to me, mate.
Yes, sir, but don't fucking stooge us, or we shall drawth and quarter you.
Nah, mate, yous are all right.
My good friends, we have found a new merry man to join our band, and one who is upwards of 18, so he can purchase for us goon. This is a blessed day indeed.
And Robin, we shall no longer need to show our fake IDs at the delicatessen in order to buy smokes. This is a happy moment.
Honey, sir, before the piggers get here, for we have nearly killed two rustabouts in yon car park half an hour previous, and we have just 3.5 hours before the police are likely to speed hither, together with that accursed ass, the Sheriff of Nottingham.
All right, here's your fucking goon, boys, and I stole us an extra 6-pack so we can get well smashed.
I feel like a happy bridegroom. If thou wert a lass, I wouldst marry thee. Fair maid Marion!
Fuck off!
Fair maid, I have the cruisers. If thou wouldst come with us, thou might drink to thy heart's content, and all the maids of Salisbury Downs might be jealous of thee.
Fair enough, but I won't blow ye. You're not good enough for me, Robin Hood.
But Robin, shouldest she drink while the infant is in her belly?
Fuck the child, Will. A lady must follow her womanly instincts.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low middle class and sells to the upper lower class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Robin was that famed and most noble forest thief. Maid Marian was the name of his sweetheart. The lass, she wouldn't blow him or even give him hand relief, even though Port Adelaide Junior Football Club had gang-banged her every body part.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low middle class and sells to the upper lower class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
This is John Rhys-Davies, and I hate the role-playing hour because they smell like a dirty girl's pants. Why would I hate a dirty girl's pants? You've got the wrong dwarf there, laddie.
Those blokes don't impress me. You're just a bunch of fags.
Fair lady, we are manly in the extreme.
Oh, no, you ain't. Yous is a bunch of dickless girls. Give me another cruiser.
Dickless girls? Pray tell, my lady, would dickless girls steal a car and goeth for a joyride, in faith?
Oh, I dunno. You don't have the balls for a joyride.
Fair Robin, but we need not pilfer an automobile, as you have already a noble Datsun. Or have you been sipping at the waters of the Lethe?
That hunk comprised of junk will not take us far, young Will, nor will we reach the appropriate acceleration. We needs the newer model. Accompany me, merry men, and we shall do a thing noble and good.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low middle class and sells to the upper level class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Robin was a happy fellow and a merry boy. All who saw him said he was brave and noble and fine. In half a clock stick, with a lengthy crowbar quick, he could steal any skyline.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, strutting like a cock. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, defeating a club lock. He has an iron crowbar and steals behind the acres. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Nice singing, boys. Here we are. Someone has been foolish enough to leave their steed outside the driveway.
The belly fools. I believe there is a baby shower in there, and they have filled up the driveway in celebration. What twits. They deserve it.
Well, I'm sure they have insurance. I'll simply shatter this casement and...
look what you fucking fools have done! If I dump me baby in jail, I swear...
Tile fuck! You are skilled with the automobile, correct?
Oh, too true, mate. Just give me a sec.
You see, fair maiden, we have solved it. Have no fear.
Oh, fucking fluke that was. Bloody lucky for you.
Your carriage awaits, my sweet flower.
Oh, I'm fucking shotgun.
Oh, what? What are they doing to the car? But there's been a problem with the pregnancy. We need to get to the hospital fast.
Oh, they've seen us. I've seen us. Drive!
Throw a fucking brick at them, jolly Master Will!
Okay, here I go. Oh, there! I believe I've scorned the bastard.
There we go, fair maid. Ha-ha! This is quite a drive, what? I marry that to be found driving hence with us would not be news of an ill nature to any parafield maiden.
Yeah, it's all right.
Perhaps before evening's end, you will allow me to plant one sweet kiss on your virgin lips. It would make me the most happiest man alive. I would feel myself like Prester John, a king of an expansive land of wonders and noble Christians.
If you can get me some more cruisers, I might let you finger bang me.
Oh, heavens above! I believe I would convulse in my brazen the excitement.
Fuck, mate, where are the wicked burnouts?
Yes, merry man, you are correct. I shall attempt a donut worthy of Ceres.
Yeah, mate, that's all right. Do it again.
Smashing donut, brave Robin. Now, forthwith, a burnout wickeder than Pluto himself.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting wet. It's almost time to finger bang me, I think. But don't fucking hurt the baby. And I better fucking come.
Very good. I shall just complete my cycle of burnouts thusly, and we shall...
But Robin, it is your nemesis, the dire Sheriff of Nottingham.
That reprobate pigger. He's been patrolling deep into Croydon, but that is our patron territory. He shall never catch us here.
Drive, mate, drive. Here's some booze for your confidence.
Thank you, sir. Quaffing those spirits shall strengthen my own.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going fast.
I shall drive round this corner here. They shall never catch us. Say what?
They're still behind us.
Robin, what are you doing?
Well, do not look at me. I do not know how to drive.
Oh, we're going pretty fast. Oh, this is cool. Oh, this is really cool.
Oh, fuck, mate. What was that? Did you just hit someone?
Nay, I don't believe so.
Fuck, mate. I think you did.
Nay. I'm certain it was a dog.
The fuck, mate? Fuck, I think you hit someone.
Nay, it was a dog, I'm certain. It ran wildly onto the concourse and...
I thought maybe it was a lady.
Nay, it was a dog, albeit a large one.
I think I espied a lady also, Robin.
A large one in a dress. Well, I hope she was of the lower middle class then.
Yes, they deserve it, I'm sure, stupid, uni-loving, liberal, book-reading, middle-class fagbenders and all of that. Let us hope it was them.
Well, it's grown very quiet in here. Would anyone like to say something to relieve the cacophony from that pork truck behind us? I feel I must have gone Saracen, for I have a sudden aversion to the scent of pig flesh.
Oh, I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh, nay, not on my... Ah, well, even your upchuck smells as sweet as a rose, my fair maiden.
You can still finger-bang him with their chuck. Just don't kiss him.
Robin will be excited. He has never finger-banged anyone before. No one of his 10 digits have ever gone thither upon a lady.
Shush, Will. That's simply not true. And you... are 1.5 years younger than myself, you can hardly speak of.
Robin, I had my sister's friend kiss me on the knob for a fiver, and thou'st worth present for the celebration. You dare not deny it.
Well, do not spread false lies about me. It is bad enough that the Sheriff of Nottingham be at our tail, thank you very much.
Well, how many birds have you finger banged then?
4 score.
4 score?
Correct.
How many's that then?
Well, simply take a score and times it by 4, you dullard.
Righto.
When did this happen then, Robin?
It was while you were visiting your cousin in Canberra, young Will.
Oh, in those 3 days you had 4 score maids, and you finger-banged each of them?
Yes, correct.
What, did you finger-bang each one once, or did you finger-bang any more than once?
I partook in multiple bangings, you can be sure.
And were you counting really carefully? 1 score, 2 score, 3 score.
No! And that is not how one counts to 3 score.
Which fingers did you use?
I employed all the requisite fingers, don't worry.
What were the names of these maidens? Am I familiar with them? And what happened when I was in Canberra? Was there a festival or were we...
Well, one was called Mary and the other was called... McMary. Look, one does not kiss and tell. Agreed?
Fine.
You finger banged your mum.
Fuck! Do you want me to eject you from the vehicle? My merry men are supposed to be merry, and right now you are not being very merry. And you're not making me feel very merry either.
Fair Robin, the police are gaining on us.
Well, Pig Force One shall not snatch victory today. I shall simply accelerate.
What time is it? How long have I been sleeping? I want to go home.
Quiet now, they are gaining. I shall attempt to evade them by dashing these red lights and weaving between lanes like the embroidery of an old spinster.
Careful, Robin! Or would you like me to drive? I think you might want to come back here and finger bang some more imaginary girls, or am I wrong?
Look, tire fuck! Why don't you just...
What happened?
Oh, sweet... Sweet Will, we must extricate ourselves from the debris before the sheriff is upon us.
I cannot sense my legs. I cannot sense my legs.
Where is my fair maid? Where is my fair maid? Will, you must help me drag her from the car.
Robin, I think she is dead.
Oh, well, she probably had insurance.
Pray, against being dead, do you get a new life?
Aye, probably.
I think Tyre Fuck is also dead. His eye is wide open and it does not blink. Oh, and look! 3 feet over here is his other eye. It is not blinking either.
Help me, please. I cannot sense my legs.
I apologize, Little John, but we cannot allow ourselves to be apprehended.
But...
Thank you, Little John. I knew you would understand. Farewell.
But...
Come, brave Will.
I'm coming, Robin.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the lower middle class and sells to the upper lower class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
On Robin the men depended, to finger bang was his goal. But all the dreams were ended when they hit a stubby pole. And now the girl is dead, and look, there's a bit of someone over there. And he's dead too, and oh no, it looks really bad.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, killing half his men. He steals from the low middle class, and man's for the break of in his car. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
We must take flight from the police. Noble listeners, do you have any ideas on how we might accomplish this? Perhaps you are from Croydon Park or West Croydon or Brompton, and you are versed in such things. If you have any ideas on how we might escape from the piggers, then call in now on 8303-5000. If you are listening to the noble adventures of Robin Hood of great renown in Nottinghamshire here on 101.5 Radio Adelaide, then call in. Call in now and suggest ways we might divest ourselves of these doggedly pursuing pork chops. Call now, 8303-5000.
This is K9 reporting, Master. You sent me to study the FM band radio program known as the role-playing hour and determine whether it is in need of cancellation. The answer is affirmative. Program.
So, Larry, what do you make of this here crash scene?
Oh, Barry, it's a tragedy. It's a human tragedy.
It's another human tragedy on our roads. If only it could have been avoided. And it's quite close to Easter time too. Only about a month and a half away.
Exactly. That's one little boy he's going to wake up. And he's not going to wake up to get his Easter egg, because he's dead.
Yeah, and one little girl here too is going to wake up, and she's not going to wake up. She's not going to have any Easter eggs, because no one's going to have bought them for her, because Easter's still a month and a half away, and she's dead.
That's right, Larry.
Tragedy.
Or Barry.
If Steve. I was... If the streets... If these streets of pain and suffering and sin and dirt hadn't stolen all my humanity away, a little tear might come to my eye.
I bet it would. But you're too hard for that, aren't you, Barry?
Way too hard.
Your soul's been crushed.
Crushed.
30 years on the street.
Crushed like a nut under an elephant's ballsack.
That's exactly what it's like. That's like first year of training.
First, that was just hazing at initiation. That's what it was. Literally, that's what it was. I don't know where they got the elephant.
Tell you what, Barry, it's a damn shame that these kids think this is a life to aspire to.
It really is a damn shame. They should aspire to our life.
You know what the problem is?
What?
They've got all the glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
But they forget, we've got glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
Pig Force 1 has got heaps of glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
That's why we got the Pig Force 1 truck.
Yeah.
It's got, like, a disco ball at the back. Well, it's a truncheon rack.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty shiny a bit.
Yeah.
And it's got polished. If you polish the black truncheons, they shine where they reflect.
And if you get a bit of blood on them,
yeah,
it looks pretty smashing.
Yeah, they should aspire to a better life than that. A life where they work and pay taxes, and then work, and then work some more, and then retire at 65, and then die.
Or if they're lucky, they get shot before they retire.
That's actually pretty depressing. If I wasn't so hard, that'd bring a tear to my eye, my other eye.
But it can't anymore.
No, because I didn't drink enough water today.
And your wife's dead. Except she's not. But we tell ourselves that she is. Every day.
That bitch. Can't believe she ran away with the detective inspector. They should aspire to our lives.
They should.
We get to... What do we get to do? The initiation with the prostitute?
Yep, we get to do that. And we get to put on whatever CD we want in the big truck.
Whenever we're driving.
Yep.
And fall asleep in our car in the country.
That's right.
And we get to play with dangerous cancer-inducing lasers.
Lasers are the best part. Kids don't understand that we get to play with lasers.
Yeah. I measured my kid's speed when I had my weekend with him the other day using one of those lasers. You know how fast he was going?
400.
No, surprisingly. 1.5 kilometres an hour. It's pretty fast for a kid.
That's bloody fast.
It wasn't even on a bike.
It's not like us. We can't do that anymore.
No.
That speed's been crushed out of us.
Crushed out of our souls.
Crushed like this car's been crushed on this dopey pole.
We can only meander. We can't even meander. We could only meander second gear of the beat. Now we can only amble.
We're lucky if we can amble most days.
We can, yeah. Yesterday, all I could do was perambulate. All day. Fuck, that was hard.
It was a hard day. Every day's a hard day in the streets.
Yeah. But we can cheer ourselves up by singing our song.
We can. We can sing our song.
Our celebratory song of life and the force.
Yeah.
On the thin blue line. Let's sing our song. We're going to sing it?
We're going to sing it.
All right. One.
There's no joy in my life, so I have to sing.
Yeah.
All right.
One. Make a life a bit like a musical. Yeah. Because they're joyous.
They are. And
but we still don't feel anything.
And the men get to look so nice in that. You get to aspire to what they are.
Mm.
Except we don't have aspirations.
I don't know. I look pretty nice. I had to iron my uniform for half an hour this morning. Check it out.
You do look nice. Thank you. I would have said something.
Look at my epaulets. They're new today. Old ones, I spilled hot dog sauce on them.
Do you know what I think is your best feature today?
What's my best feature?
Your forearms.
My forearms. Thank you. I've been working out a little bit. Lifting coffees.
We should sing our song.
All right.
Lift our spirits.
Yeah.
All right.
1, 2, 3. Pig Force One, pulling over fucks. Pig Force One, in their pork trucks. Beat up some cunts, arrest some aborigines. Pig Force One.
Oh, that stirs the soul, doesn't it?
This is John Leeson. And I hate the role-playing hour because if there's a bit of gaffer tape on the floor, it gets stuck. And then the guy with the remote control has to go in and push it. And when it gets too close to the cameras, they go fuzzy. And one time, you know, it stopped moving completely and smoke started coming out. Look, there must be an easier way of entertaining people, really.
What art we to do, dear Robin?
Wouldst thou talkest? As if we art defeated, naughty will? Nay, by faith, we shall enter into this squat and lay low here until the wicked sheriff of Nottingham hath his quarry abandoned.
I art afraid, Robin. I art very afraid and cold. I thinkest that I may have hurt myself in the crash.
Do not fear, merry will. We simply require us a thing to counter the worry. If I be not mistaken, I believe that folded into my tunic. I still have some of the wares that maketh men smile. Yes, here we are. Sample this ice, my friend, and it shall maketh thee feel 1,000 pounds sterling.
Where didst thee get that, Robin?
I purchased it yester-eve with the proceeds I earned from the bag-snatching at Coles.
It be potent stuff. I feel improved already. Christ.
Yes, dear Will. It is far superior to the glue we sniffeth of usually. Say what? Now, just calm.
They're still looking for us.
Aye, dear Will. That sheriff is determined, but we shall rob from the lower middle class and sell to the upper lower class yet. Thou shalt see our noble cause is not lost. This is not the end of brave Robin Hood and his band of merry men. We have been in worse spots.
Robin... Are you sad about Maid Marian? She's dead, remember? We killed her.
The maid hath my heart, it is true, but it was not our fault, dear Will. It was the king's police, and it was the people who owned that car. They should havest had it serviced often. Mine driving was impeccable.
And her unborn baby, Robin?
Yes, Maid Marian will not be allowing anyone to finger-bang her now, and that is the true loss to mankind, as her lily-white brow descends into the grave. If only the police hadn't chased us! If only they hadn't bally-killed her, forsooth!
They're murderers, Robin. Fucking murderers.
Indeed. We were simply seeking to have fun. And after our taxes pay their wages, they pursue us.
I'm cold, Robin.
Here, Will. Have some additional ice. It'll warm your heart.
But more? How did you get this, Robin? There wasn't much money in that purse.
Ah, yes, but you recall that the dealer Allenadale also takes favours.
Ah, yes. Of course.
You won't tell anyone, will you, Will?
Of course not.
I learnt such tricks at home when my father... Oh, what's it? Oh!
Come out! Come out of here with your hands up! We have you surrounded.
It's the Pingers! It's the terrible Sheriff of Nottingham! I'll measure my syringe on his skull and teach him forever daring to enter Ridleyton!
Defy him, Robin! Defy him!
Indeed, Will! They will not take us alive! For a merry life, I say! For a merry life, forsooth! I fight in honour of a merry life! Enter onto this place and get me, you motherfuckers!
Right, shoot the tear gas.
For a merry life! For a merry life! For a noble cause of taking from the lower middle class and selling to the upper lower class, I will never fall. My dream will never die.
Oh, I've got him. I've got him. Put the cuffs on him.
Take that, sirrah. And that.
Oh, stop it. Stop spitting on me, you little cunt.
You have insurance?
Against spitting.
I.
I better go home and check my policy.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low middle class and sells to the upper lower class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Fair Robin was apprehended by this sheriff, oh so vile, and willed to solve his freedom, and imprisonment was bought. He spent time in a youth centre dungeon for an awful little while, and then the two were dragged down into court.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, is this to be his end? Robin Hood, Robin Hood, taken with his merry men. They captured him with mace, expecting the sheriff's face. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Just in case you missed that part of the story.
And in light of your repeated offences, 75 counts of criminal trespass, 33 counts of assault with a deadly weapon, 5 counts of grand theft auto, and 3 counts of manslaughter, I find you guilty and sentence you for the rest of your natural lives.
Fuck you, good judge!
Add contempt of the court to that, secretary. Anyway, as I was saying, I sentence you both for the rest of your natural lives.
It's noble Sir Richard King, the youth worker!
Judge, noble subjects, I am Richard King, the youth worker, and I am here to decree that as these boys are minors, you are exceeding your powers. You cannot prosecute them as adults. You must treat them as children. They do not know any better. Hear the word of the king, amen, and so speaketh I.
Very well. I sentenced you both to 2 weeks house arrest and 100 hours community service, and you must apologize to the family of the girl you killed. And not a weak apology, mind you, must come from the heart.
Yes, judge.
Freedom at last.
Free! Fuck you, Sheriff of Nottingham, you Norman fool! Fuck your French-speaking grandmother in the eye.
Oh, murd. One of these days, boys. One of these days.
Oh, and Sheriff, you used tear gas against minors.
They had syringes, and they'd beaten up 2 people that night. Ran over a woman, killed 2 others in an accident, and crippled their own friend.
You used too much force, you're suspended without pay until further notice.
Hurrah! And fuck you, Sheriff!
Indeed, fuck you, Sheriff.
Oh.
What a happy day!
Happy day indeed! Wherefore now? What shall we do, Robin?
Well, from the paddy wagon into court, I espied a well-bedecked living room in the house on the corner. I believe they had an Xbox and a PlayStation 3. Also,
They could clearly not afford window locks, as it was a rented house. Shall we relieve those lower middle-class clowns of the goods they managed to scrounge up after years of work? Go and buy some grog and indulge in underage sex.
Yes, Sir Robin. And any underage girl I fuck, I swear to take naked photos of on my stolen iPhone and message them to all of my friends. Hurrah!
Hurrah!
And also, we shall do some killer burnouts.
If we see a skyline, I bag the driver's seat.
Hurrah!
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 Let's sing!
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, sculling his West End. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. He steals from the low middle class and sells to the upper lower class. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
He robbed 10 dozen houses, 'cause he was so brave and quick. He beat up many losers so his friends could get pissed. He went for a joyride and he killed a pregnant chick. And in the end he got a slap on the wrist.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, his story never ends. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, you'll meet him once again. They speak happily of his tale, from no longer to Undale. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Hey, where the hell is my iPhone?